This week on Florida Matters, we're hosting another edition of our monthly news roundtable. We'll talk with journalists about some of the latest stories impacting our state, including Florida's lawsuit against opioid companies and phosphate giant Mosaic moving its headquarters to Hillsborough County. In this preview, Robin Sussingham talks with Adam Smith of the Tampa Bay Times and Janelle Irwin with the Tampa Bay Business Journal about how Mosaic's move could impact the area.
I think it's important to point out from a business perspective that the relocation of their corporate headquarters isn't really going to change the level of operations that they've got going on in the Tampa Bay region and throughout Central Florida in general terms.
No, I think it seems when they move their corporate headquarters where their mining is, it makes Florida feel less like a colonized entity, you know?
Yeah, indeed. And it's a huge opportunity for future relocations in the area. And we don't yet know how many jobs this relocation is going to bring here. It's actually kind of questionable whether it's going to be very many at all. It might turn out to just be their C-suite, their upper-level executives. Meanwhile, in Plymouth, Minnesota, where they're currently headquartered, they have 150 employees in a 74,000-square-foot facility. And they told the economic development leaders in that region that the loss of jobs in Plymouth, Minnesota is going to be barely noticeable. So that leads you to believe that of those 150 jobs, if it's not going to be noticeable, what does that leave? It leaves your top-level executives who are going to come to Florida where there is no state income tax. So it seems a good move for those folks at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
When I say that it's good for business, anytime you have any type of corporate relocation of headquarters, anytime you have that presence in a region, it signals to other companies that, you know, not to be cliche, but the area is open for business. And, you know, sometimes you see some other folks following suit. And I think that's what our Economic Development Corporation, I think that's what they're seeing here. They're not looking at it in terms of a huge job maker in the region, rather an opportunity to use it as sort of an advertisement for other companies to say, hey, you know, they thought we were cool. You should too.
So, Adam, politically, who gets credit for this, bringing the first Fortune 500 company headquarters to Hillsborough?
First of all, I think Janelle is right that it does seem like this was something initiated by the company more than anything else. But Rick Scott is able to campaign as his message was crystal clear, jobs, 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 let's get to work. So anytime there's something like this, a significant Fortune 500 relocation, he can take credit for it.
Well, he doesn't get to yell jobs, jobs, jobs with this one because we have no idea how many jobs they're bringing. We have no idea what types of jobs they're bringing. And we have no idea when they're bringing them. They haven't said any of that. Their lease on their current headquarters in Plymouth runs through 2020.
But so, keep in mind, Rick Scott is a guy who's yelled jobs, jobs, jobs when a Wawa opens up. So he will certainly yell jobs, jobs, jobs next time he's in Tampa.
This is incredibly true. And when you talk about who benefits politically, the leaders in Tampa Bay are definitely trying to capitalize on that because they've got their own local races to worry about. Some very competitive stuff happening with the Hillsborough County Commission. So what I think is interesting is that nobody really made this happen. The only role that anyone had in helping them come here was to say, basically, let us help you fill out some paperwork. I mean, it was just kind of guiding them through the red tape that comes with making those moves and everything. And a lot of that hasn't even happened. The company wasn't considering any other locations besides Hillsborough County. Their only other option was to just stay put.